A few months ago, a friend of mine said something very interesting to me. He said, "Father, you are one of the luckiest men that I know." And I thought for a moment that perhaps he had purchased a lottery ticket for me, that I had won, and that this parish would never have to worry about the diocesan support appeal again. But he had something far more profound and far more precious in mind. He said, "You are one of the luckiest men that I know. You have people who love you and religious faith, and both of those are gifts." The gift of loving people I understood, but I have to admit that I've not often thought about religious faith as a gift. Faith as a virtue, certainly. Faith as a treasure, yes. Faith as something to be learned. Faith as an organizing principle of a life. Of these things I had thought. But what about faith as a gift? What about faith as the loving gift of the loving Father? What about faith as the loving gift of the loving Father, given, supported, celebrated, and nourished by the loving care of the loving people of God? Yet the scriptures are clear. When Paul writes to Timothy, he speaks of the faith that was present in Lois, Timothy's grandmother, and in Eunice, Timothy's mother, and the faith that is resident in the heart of Timothy. It is the gift of faith from generation to generation. Faith is the gift that is received, nourished, and celebrated, and the gift that is shared. I sign an awful lot of baptismal certificates, and not just because we have a lot of baptisms. You see, whenever somebody wants to get married, whenever parents bring their children for religious education, whenever a young man or a young woman wants to enter religious life, they need a copy of their baptismal certificate. And a baptismal certificate is actually a record of the gift of faith. It has the name of the child and the names of the parents who brought the child to the waters of baptism in faith. It has the names of the godparents who solemnly promise before the Almighty God that they will support this child in a life of faith. The certificate has the name of the priest or deacon who prayed and washed the child in the waters of faith. And it has the name of the parish community, the people of faith who received this child in faith, as this child received the gift of faith in the waters of baptism. The gift of faith given in the waters of baptism is the gift of the loving Father given through parents and godparents, clergy and community. Now this week, our parish had vacation Bible school. No one celebrates faith like children. They smile, they sing, they respond, they even dance. These children who received the gift of faith in baptism, gathered to rejoice in their faith and to be fed in faith from the hearts and hands of people who love them. The same thing will happen in a few weeks when our faith formation program begins a new year. The same thing happens every week when the children of God of every age gather to call upon God our Father in the midst of His church. Here, we come to rejoice in our faith as a community of the baptized. Here we smile and we sing and we respond. Here in steps and movements and simple and sacred gestures, in sign and symbol, we join in the sacred dance of the liturgy, which is the celebration of the kingdom of heaven. Faith is the gift that is nourished and celebrated when the people of faith, the children of God, gather at the Father's table. Received in the waters and nourished at the table, the gift of faith is shared. You see, faith has witnesses. Faith has people who have seen and heard. Faith has people like Abraham, our father in faith. Faith has people like Mary, the mother of the Redeemer. Faith has people like the apostles, the prophets, and the martyrs whose images adorn this church. Faith has people like parents who stand at the baptismal font with their children and sit at the table with their children to help them learn their faith. Faith has people who pray when only God can see them and who serve in simple acts of love. Faith has people who stand and sit at the graveside with those who mourn, even as we proclaim the hope of resurrection. Faith has you and me as witnesses to share the gift we have received. Amen.